With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
John is truly one of my favorite people. It's a weird thing. I say that because for some reason people think that John and I wouldn't get along. We actually do. First of all, I, of course, get along with everyone. But John is someone who, and I'll mention this because I've just returned from vacation, I vacationed with John. I mean, for long periods of time, it wasn't just like our two couples went to Santa Barbara for the weekend. John Cobell and I, we took Betty and Wilma, our wives, to Morocco together. Okay, so John and I, we have real history. We really shared. And Morocco is a long trip. I think it was a couple of weeks. And we had a great time. And I will tell you that John Cobell is an awesome guy to go on vacation with. He's like a low-maintenance dude. You know, he's not always trying to bigfoot the agenda or, you know what I mean? Those people can be very hard to travel with. So I love traveling with John and I so enjoy John's company and it's really cool to be here on his show. And I'm planning a great show. Now, I've planned a lot of things in the past that oftentimes don't come to pass, but I really believe we do have some great stuff coming up. And so specifically, and then I'll mention a couple of things having just come off this vacation, Central America, South America, that you might actually benefit from it. So it's not just me recounting. And you might be able to relate to. So, and the much of the vacation was pretty positive. The end really tested patience. And again, I think you'll be able to relate to some of that. But I'll share some of those thoughts with you in just a second. But I want to let you know that I will remember Tom Smothers. And we'll play you some audio. And I also will tell you that, again, Tommy Smothers, who's one half of the Smothers Brothers, and wow, by the way, you know that there are a whole bunch of people coming up who don't know who Tommy Smothers was, because one of them asked me on the way into the studio, Mark, we're going to do something on this guy. Is it Smothers? What's his last name? Yeah.
I didn't know who he was either.
I know. I'm saying.
I'll save Richie. I didn't know who he was either.
Eric and Richie don't know Tom Smothers. And again, like, that's not There's nothing damnable about that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just funny, like those moments hit you and go, oh, yeah, I guess it's just that demographic, and I'm in it. Anyway, what a talented guy at a really interesting time in American history when the Smothers Brothers had a dominant television show that was canceled, not because it didn't do ratings. As I say, it was dominant, but because of other factors. We'll get into that next hour. New California laws are coming in 2024. They do involve cannabis, new wages, housing for criminals. Yeah, all of that's still to come. And later this hour, a little taste of from ABC News, what's going on with the special counsel and Donald Trump. So we went to Central and South America. I don't know if anybody has taken that run on, it was a cruise, okay? So you get on board and, you know, it's very easy. It really is. I mean, there are bars everywhere. There's a casino. There are lectures on board. I kind of like that. And I understand. I was like, oh, it's a market. It's a floating Petri dish. I mean, I get that part of it. But, wow, as Petri dishes go, it's pretty nice. I mean, it indulges all of your worst instincts, I think. As I say, there's a bar everywhere and a casino. You only need to find those two places to find two of my worst instincts. I'm not a... Yeah, I don't like to get drunk and like stagger into the casino. That's just not who I am. But it just makes me a little happy, the drink. And then I go into the casino and then usually I get less happy. But in any case, so there's that. And it's stopping at all these places. They're very exotic. Through Mexico, into Guatemala and Ecuador, then into Peru, and finally in Chile. It was really fun. And you do, as I say, get used to that cruise lifestyle. And I'm laughing because they have these buffets that are endless. It looks like a wedding reception every meal with these elaborate cakes and pastries. And they're just beautiful. I mean, they're stunning. It must be a city of activity on board these things. So, great. Again, we had a good time, and we stop at the end of the cruise in Chile. They're on the dock, and I'm told this. You have to get your bags packed and out in the hallway the night before, and then they'll be taken from the ship to the dock. And the dock's right there. It's 80 feet away. Okay. Or you can drag your big luggage off this, you know, small, whatever that's called. Is that called a gangway or the ramp down from the boat? So I packed the stuff the night before. This is uncharacteristic. My de facto wife, she doesn't. She says, I'm just going to take the stuff off myself. I don't want to deal with it tonight. Well, of course, you know where this is going. We get off the ship and she's dragging this huge bag. I, of course, because I've smartly packed the night before, and I put all the appropriate tagging on it, and I'm going to pick up my bag just the way they told me I should. My bags are missing. So my luggage is gone, and it's still gone. Pants, underwear, gifts, liquor, it's all gone. Two full bags. I had huge gifts for Deborah Mark. And they
you
have,
did?
I did.
Okay, I'm gonna track down the luggage for you. I'm gonna find that darn luggage.
I'm big into gifts. That's right. I knew I was going to do KFI. I brought gifts for everybody. They've been lost. So I filled out the online form. Deborah, hope springs eternal. Maybe it will be found. If it's found, I think it's likely on that dock somewhere in Chile.
So, that is the craziest thing, because I know exactly what you're talking about, because I've taken cruises as well. And unless somebody, I don't want to accuse anybody, but unless somebody stole it, it's almost impossible to lose your bags that way.
Well, yeah, how do you lose it from the boat to the dock?
There's something there.
It's not like, I got to put it on a truck and that truck's going to meet you at the hotel. And that, but no,
somebody
there's
was
that.
Looking at those gifts. They knew that you packed gifts.
Well,
that's what happened.
This the bags, and I recommend this to everyone. The bags are really ordinary looking. Like, they're like, I don't have bags you would go, oh, there's something really valuable inside those. And so I'm surprised, if that's the case, that it would be ripped off, because there's just nothing at all luxurious about my bags. And by the way, or the contents. I mean, all the gifts are very, you know, they're gifty gifts. So anyway, we hope we get them back. But so I had to buy, same set pair of underwear for 48 hours. I know that's not a big thing, but to me, I don't like it. You're sweating. It's hot. I'm not going to be any more specific than that. But so I had to recharge and rebuy an entire wardrobe for the final 4 days that we were there. But, and Deborah, your gift is out there somewhere.
I cannot wait to get it. I'm sure it's amazing.
When we come back, there is controversy on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Donald Trump is involved. We will share that with you next. We miss John.
We do.
But it's so much fun to be here on the John Cobalt Show. Mark Thompson sitting in on KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Mark Thompson sitting in for John until the new year when John slides in, which will be, I guess, Tuesday next week, here with the crew, Richie, Eric, and Deborah Mark watching news events, a couple of big developments with the Donald Trump January 6th case, the special counsel. We'll get to that with ABC's Steve Portnoy in a moment. But there's sort of a weird story out of Hollywood involving Trump. And I don't know. I mean, you know, Trump, legit star, I think. He had a number one show in The Apprentice, and as a TV personality, I guess what I'm saying is he's legit. He's probably as deserving of a star on the Walk of Fame as a lot of other people who have stars and who made it in television. You know, regardless of what you think of him, I'm just talking about the star part, okay? So he has this star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And now there's a huge move to have Donald Trump's star removed from the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So there's petitioning at an LA City Council meeting. There are multiple city council members that don't support Donald Trump having his star, and they want to see it removed. And there's several groups with varying levels of jurisdiction on this that operate the Walk of Fame, the City Council, the Chamber of Commerce in Hollywood, the Hollywood Historic Trust. And this just in, no one's ever had a star removed. I mean, you know, it's hard enough to get them. And the process for actually removing somebody has never really been established. So they don't really even know what dance to do to get rid of this star. Now, let me just step out of this and say, look, I don't know where you stand on Donald Trump, but in my view, hey, the guy's got a star on the Walk of Fame. I mean, he's legit. As I say, he's a legit TV star. Then he became president. Controversial, I get it. But leave the guy up. I wouldn't remove his star. If it was, you know, in a Mark Thompson world, I leave his star on the Walk of Fame, okay? That doesn't mean you have to endorse everything that he did or anything that he did. But I know that he ran the show as host, The Apprentice. It did well. And for that reason, and probably, you know, owning the Miss Universe pageant and other stuff like he did as producer, whatever, he's got his star on. I just wouldn't touch it. But anyway, there's a huge effort to get rid of it. And I will say this. The star, because Trump is that controversial and viewed as, you know, sort of a transformationally controversial type person, he has a star that's been vandalized. It's been smashed a couple of times. It's cost more than $20,000 to, you know, maintain the star. So there's way more going into this star than just the fact that there's a star on the Walk of Fame. I mean, you remember that one street artist put prison bars on the star. That was just, what, 2 years ago, I believe, during the, you know, height of Trump controversy, brought a toilet, a bathtub, stacks of fake documents to the site. That was earlier this year. That was in reference to the Mar-a-Lago case, you know. So, again, Trump, an offensive guy to many people, and a lot of those people want that star off. So, again, you're hearing from those who, like, for example, the president and chief executive of the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, who says, hey, stars are not removed. There were calls this year to get rid of the star belonging to anybody? Bill Cosby. He's been accused of sexual misconduct. More than 45 women accused him of that. He was found guilty of aggravated indecent assault. that conviction was overturned, as you know, on something of a technicality. But anyway, so they didn't remove his star. And this guy, Laron Gubler, says, look, it's considered part of the historic fabric of the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We've never removed a star from the walk. But now the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce is making rumblings like they have the power to remove a star. So again, this is all going back and forth because there was a felony complaint against the guy who destroyed the Trump star with a pickaxe and sledgehammer. That was in 2020. So there's just a lot wrapped up in this star. But as I said, you know, I mentioned Bill Cosby. You can, if you want a political figure, look at Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was a celebrity in movies and in that world of television. He was a pitchman and all the rest. He was a very high profile figure in American television before he became a high profile figure in California politics. And then, as you know, in national politics. So Ronald Reagan, you know, he has a legit claim to show business history. You can't take that away from him. You may not like Ronald Reagan. You may have felt that Ronald Reagan is linked to a lot of the crises associated with mental illness and the mental illness crisis sort of spilling over onto the streets of California. You can trace that back to Ronald Reagan and make an argument for that. But again, would you take away that which is a legit claim to show business history? So when it comes to Donald Trump, as I say, seems like a legit character on the star thing. But if it's getting to be so much trouble to maintain his star, I don't know, put something up around it or whatever. I mean, the stuff that's being said at the meetings, and they've taken this up at the city council as a serious effort. You're hearing this. Donald Trump is a racist, fascist threat to our democracy. There's no known precedent for removing a star from the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but we are looking into it, where the authority lies, where the legal issues may be, what a process for it might look like. I must say that I've always considered the Hollywood Walk of Fame, depending on who the person is, it's two parts what you've done and one part who you know and how much money you have. Because there is a political process to getting a star. You've seen it. You can see some of the stars and you can see some of the contemporary stars that have been awarded. And you go, well, that seems like that might be two parts politics and only one part legitimacy. So I think they play fast and loose a bit with this world of the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That said, there are many people who probably deserve multiple stars. They've done such great work in Hollywood. But the removal of a star is unprecedented. So we will see what happens. But Donald Trump, as usual, is testing the limits of what society has laid down as the boundaries when it comes to yet another world, and that's the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now, in the legitimate stuff that counts, the special counsel is now saying that Trump should be barred from blaming others for the January 6th attack. We talked to ABC reporter Steve Portnoy about that as the legal machine grinds on. Later, there is a major American institution going away. It's extraordinary. I'm guessing that all of us have been through this place that is vanishing from the American landscape. We'll get to that later in the hour. Mark Thompson here for John Cobalt on KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up! and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
Mark Thompson here for John Kobelch, who returns next week. There is news of the moment from the special counsel's office and from the legal machinations around Donald Trump. You know, there's all this controversy about Donald Trump and whether or not he should be barred from various ballots in the states, also barred from blaming others for the January 6th attack. And we go to ABC's Steve Portnoy for more on this. Hi, Steve.
Well, afternoon.
Indeed. So, Steve, tell us what's happening. I mean, this comes out of the special counsel's office, this request to the judge.
That's right. This is, and it's not focused as much on, you know, the things that Donald Trump might say outside of court, but really it's meant to be a sort of a narrowing or focusing of the arguments that his attorneys might make in court before the jury. And you see this from time to time. Judges ruling that certain things are irrelevant and shouldn't be discussed before a jury. Well, in this case, Jack Smith, the special counsel, says that a couple of things, well, several things, that have been mentioned by Donald Trump's attorneys, either in their legal filings or by the candidate himself on the campaign trail or on social media, should be out of bounds for the courtroom. This filing today from Jack Smith says that Donald Trump has repeatedly, and these are his words, repeatedly levied baseless political claims and might inject politics into this proceeding. What are we talking about specifically? Jack Smith says that Trump should be prohibited from trying to convince jurors of any of the January 6th conspiracy theories, of the idea that not enough security was positioned by congressional leaders at the Capitol prior to January 6th and the riot. He should not be able to argue, they say, that he's been vindictively, selectively prosecuted at President Biden's direction. These are some of the things that Jack Smith says he could say on the campaign trail, he could say it on social media, he could try to convince voters, but he can't try to argue before a jury any of these points because it wouldn't have to do with the guilt or innocence of the defendant, these accused offenses.
Got to give.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, Jack Smith, as a special counsel and as the legal mind prosecuting this in every way, running it out, this is a pretty aggressive move. Essentially, reining in someone who he feels clearly, and by this request, I think it's implied, that Trump is going to be somebody who's going to kind of, tear up the courtroom the way Al Pacino did in Injustice for All.
Well, and his attorneys, too. I mean, look, these are arguments that the lawyers have made in legal filings that the special counsel has responded to, that the judge in some respects has rejected. And what the prosecutor wants to do is prevent these arguments from being raised at opening statements, prevent these issues from coming up in questioning, prevent these issues from coming up in closing arguments. And it is up to the judge to decide. Now, all we've heard from on this point is from the prosecutors. The defense attorneys will have their argument to make in a legal filing, and then Judge Chutkan will decide. But, of course, the whole trial is on pause. Remember, the D.C. Circuit Appeals Court in about 2 weeks is going to hear arguments on whether Donald Trump enjoys protection from any prosecution at all, whether he enjoys absolute immunity, because he says that whatever he's accused of doing were his official acts as president, which he says should be beyond the reach of prosecutors. And then there's the corollary to it. The second argument is that he should enjoy double jeopardy protections because there already was a Senate impeachment trial and he was acquitted there. And so therefore, he shouldn't have to face criminal charges for whatever he was acquitted of in the Senate trial. It was only 57 senators who voted that he was guilty, not 67, as the Constitution requires. We'll see how that all comes out of the appeals panel with the arguments in about 2 weeks and whether they're skeptical of the arguments or sympathetic to the arguments, and then whether Trump tries to take, or either side tries to take that to the Supreme Court, and whether the Supreme Court will take it up. Last week they said, not now. They rejected the request of Jack Smith to try to leapfrog over the appeals court, and that's where it lies right now. But the idea that about 2 months from now this case would be going to trial is very much now thought to be unlikely, because there are so many of these issues that will be fought over and appealed and debated at the various levels of the justice system. The idea of having a jury impaneled 2 months from now is 2 months and a week from now is a bit unrealistic, most people would tell you.
Well, I chuckle, ABC news correspondent Stephen Portnoy, because the system, it's sort of ironic, the system that is dogging Trump, the legal system, charges of all sorts, it's actually Trump's friend in terms of taking up various appeals, to the point that all of this just keeps getting delayed, delayed, delayed.
Well, it should be without doubt that this is part of Trump's political and legal strategy, to try to just, you know, throw as much against the wall as he can from an appeal standpoint to see what might stick, to drag this out. He does not want to see a swift resolution of these issues. And you can imagine that part of the reason he doesn't is because he wants to become the next president. He wants to be able to dismiss these charges or be in the state courts able to stave it off and say that he can't answer those charges in court because he has bigger and more important responsibilities to the country.
This, again, though, is the request at the federal level from the special counsel, correct?
Follow the bouncing ball. That's right. We have four separate criminal cases. This is the one here in Washington, D.C., having to do with January 6th. There's a separate federal prosecution going on down in Florida having to do with the handling of classified documents.
Stephen Portnoy, you did it. I don't know how, but you laid it out clearly. Thank you. Appreciate the update.
You bet.
All right.
Happy
New Year, my friend. The special counsel saying that Donald Trump should be barred from blaming others for January 6th and all the other stuff to which Stephen was referring. You know, that Trump shouldn't be able to argue through lawyers or personally that he was tricked by foreign disinformation, etc. So that continues, and at minimum, it is delayed. When we come back, the vanishing of something that has really been part of Americana in a way. We'll get to that next. It's the John Cobalt Show. Mark Thompson sitting in for John on KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Mark Thompson sitting in for John. He comes back, will be Tuesday, I guess, the first full day of work after the new year. They're saying, by the way, the Rose Parade could have rain potentially. They always play up that drama, though, Deborah Mark. You know, they always play, having been a weather guy for many years.
I was going to say, you know, there's a teeny.
Yeah, if there's even a chance, we play it up. We like the drama. Then they usually send me out once in a while. And I would say maybe 6 or 7 years I was out there the night before, did live remotes from, you know, where the people are camping out. You know, we've been in it for 4 days. We came here from Georgia. We're here for the big game.
I could never do that. I mean, I know people love it, but I could never understand freezing in the lines, all the people. I don't know. Not worth it to me, but
I don't see you out there. I don't see you even waiting on a long line at Best Buy for some great TV deal. Yeah, I don't see you. You're not a camp out and wait for the whatever it is kind of person.
It would have to be something so amazing for me to do that.
Yeah. Well, they're there every year, and rain or shine, they'll bring off the parade. But I suspect it will be dry. That's based on absolutely no information. I just, that's based on climatology, based on statistics, right? And your chances are it'll be fine. I'll tell you one thing, and this I say to Conway all the time. When I was growing up in the cold and the wet of the East Coast, and I would see on New Year's Day that Rose Parade and then the Rose Bowl and then all the other bowl games that were in California or any place in the West, all I wanted to do was move to the warm, dry weather of California. I'm telling you, it's like an insane advertisement for this great place that is California. And I get it, not as great as it used to be, but okay. But I'm telling you, go to the East Coast. It's not as great as it used to be either. So
if we just didn't have earthquakes, California would be amazing.
Yeah, if we didn't have that threat, and I will add, if we had more water.
Yes.
Water's a big thing.
Yes.
So
there's a list, but for me, there is. But as a news person, I really can't talk about that. But I could say that I hate earthquakes. And so if California did not have an earthquake,
No, I get it. I definitely want the things I want there to be more of is security about quakes. But I would also, I'd put water and, you know, water, fire, quakes. Those are the three things that are on my list. Those are my top three. Well, this isn't, to me, this is extraordinary because it's so much a part of the American landscape, and that is bus stations. Now, you may not use a bus and may have taken a bus for some small distances at some point in your life, but there are people who depend on buses all their lives. And, you know, I grew up only taking buses. I'm talking about long rides. I'm not talking about, you know, a bus from Van Nuys to downtown. Each year, about 500,000 people go through one bus terminal, and that's Chicago's Greyhound bus station. It's climate controlled. There are nice bathrooms there, security guards. There's a snack bar. They have about 36 arrivals and departures every day, and that's in Chicago. Well, it's one of the places that they're talking about closing completely. Greyhound's owner and the owner of several of these huge bus lines, they're talking about closing down these places where these are terminals. They're bus terminals. The millions of travelers, and a lot of them are on lower incomes, that, you know, travel through buses and through bus lines instead of rail or aviation. Huge, huge impact to them. So where are they closing? At least 8 cities have lost bus stations this far. And these are big cities. Philadelphia, Columbus, Ohio, Tampa, Florida. So you have essentially bus passengers in those places waiting on street corners and parking lots, and local officials aren't crazy about that either. I mean, who are these people now congregating in parking lots in their city? The German bus operator Flixx, they own Greyhound, which is something I didn't know. I mean, I would have guessed an American company owned Greyhound. But at some point, this German company acquired them. They want to help fund new facilities. And local officials who are getting bummed out that there are so many people gathering in these places that now have to be the places where the bus comes, right? Because there's no more bus station, so it's the street or parking lot, as I say. They're saying that it's the responsibility of those operators of the bus lines to build facilities for their buses. It's not our city's job to build you something where you're going to put your passengers and drop them off or pick them up. Greyhound-owned stations, public transit centers like Port Authority Terminal in New York. There were and are truck stops at fast food restaurants. These all exist, but now this is all changing. A lot of these places are essentially organized to be connections for longer trips. And these bus trips are huge. So it would be, again, I mentioned the connections because it would be difficult to, like, change buses to get to wherever you're going. So certain routes wouldn't be around anymore. Your ability to get from here to there, I'm talking about state to state now, from Texas to California, et cetera. You may not have any ability to do it. And so what's going to happen is that likely a lot of these routes will be erased and you'll have to have point-to-point service. So it would be, you know, El Paso to Los Angeles or El Paso to Phoenix, and there'll be no stops. The Chicago bus station loss is a very big deal. And Chicago officials say that they want to try to find a way to keep the terminal going, but it's a very, very tough climb. Greyhound stopped serving North Little Rock, Arkansas earlier this year. The station closed. No alternative locations are going to be found. Cincinnati lost its bus station last year, etc. Now buses stop instead of the bus station in Cincinnati, about 10 miles from downtown, off an interstate. And again, Greyhound was sold to this German company for $172 million. Apparently, that was in 2021. And that was a fraction of what the company had been worth just years prior. But the sale didn't include Greyhound stations and maintenance facilities, and those are being marketed separately. So you've got a company that owns the bus line, but they don't own any place to pick up passengers or drop them off. This is going to be an increasing problem for local governments nationwide and here in California in a big, big way. And then I ask you, who has responsibility to handle it? I mean, if we're running LA and the LA bus station, don't you think those bus lines have some responsibility to both maintain and maybe even have part ownership in those facilities? Or is it a public responsibility? I mean, is it like LAX, you know, where there is a combination of fees paid to use the facility and public ownership? Well, this is something, I mean, watch this space type thing, because you and I might not take a lot of buses, or, you know, you may be somebody who's very much affected by this. Maybe you only take buses. There are a lot of reasons people take buses. Transportation, particularly in California, can really be served by a lot of these buses. And if bus travel is changing because of the loss of the stations, it's a wild development in what continues to be a robust way that people transport themselves from one place to the next. So, when we come back, Tom Smothers, one half of the Smothers Brothers, he passes away. He was his onstage persona, the younger guy, he played it sort of like the rivalry with his brother, mom liked you more, and kind of almost the boyish one, okay? In real life, he was not the boyish one. I'll have a bit of an interview with him and tell you more about that. And also a piece of them at their height. The Smothers Brothers were so relevant at a time in American history that was really, really key. So all of that to come. John Cobalt Show, Mark Thompson sitting in for John and KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.